This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
El Calificado.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
What's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day as always, and welcome back to The Qualified, where we showcase God's goodness with the ultimate goal being to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Y'all, I am so dang excited about today's episode, and just can't wait to get into it. We have another empowering, amazing episode for you today. But before we get started, gotta say thank you so very much for listening. Y'all, whether you're new to the podcast or you're already part of The Qualified family, either way, thank you so very much for listening. For those that are new, the reason we call this show The Qualified is because I believe we are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that we've been given. However, there's a massive difference between having potential and actually going out there and doing something with it, right? That's why in this show we discuss topics, ideas, strategies, things I've done in my life, as well as things of inspiring guests that they've done in theirs that have helped to make a change. And my hope is that something that is shared ultimately encourages you and empowers you to start living the qualified life. Because I can promise you that it's going to be impossible for you to feel great about yourself when you're not performing at a level that you know you're capable of performing at, right? When you're living below your potential, it's like you're not going to be able to wake out of bed every morning and be like, yeah, I'm doing great with my life. Like, no, like, you know, you have more on the table, right? So I encourage you to start living the qualified life, the life that ultimately God has qualified us to live, because we're here for more, we're created for more, so we should never settle for less. All right, let's rock and roll. Y'all, I am super excited. This is a solo round. I haven't done one of these in a long time, and I'm elated to start this episode. Before we get going, though, got some housekeeping to attend to. I don't know why I said it like that. Housekeeping. Anyways, here we are. But housekeeping tend to. First thing is, guys, speaking of value and speaking of, you know, and such, I wanted to say, if you do get value out of this show, would you please share it out, all right? Whether it's this episode or any other episode, share it out with at least one person. Let them know that you enjoyed it, and let them know that they should listen to it too. Since we don't run ads on the show, that helps us grow the show. That helps us get this word in front of more people, and ultimately helps us have the opportunity to change more people's lives for the better. So that's number one. And then lastly, let's open up with a quick word of prayer, and then we will get rock and rolling from there. I feel like there was something else I was going to say, but it's not coming to mind, so I'm just rolling with it. Here we go. All right. Praise God. Let's go. Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. Lord, I just pray blessings over this conversation. I thank you so much for the opportunity to connect with this amazing person on the other side of my voice. And Father, I just pray Exodus 4:12, that you would speak through me, Father. Give me the right words to say. Even the things that I was not even intending to say, I pray that you would give me those words to say, Father. And ultimately, I pray that this conversation would empower people to chase their potential and live a life that does make a positive impact. In your powerful name, I pray. Amen. All right. Amen. All right, y'all, let's rock and roll. So today's episode, I am titling It May Not Be Your Time Yet. And what kind of sparked this this idea for this episode, which, by the way, you guys, you got to listen to next week's episode. I am so dang excited about it. It's powerful. It's heavy. It's raw. And man, it's so dang good. So anyways, tune in next week. But today, we're living the moment right now. So anyways, but what sparked this one today called It May Not Be Your Time Yet is this. As you're on the path towards creating what you want to be, right? What you want to have, whether it's living the qualified life, essentially, right? As you're chasing your potential, as you're going out there, you're working on your business, you're working on your body, you're working on, you know, the relationship that you'd like to have. Maybe you're single right now and you're facilitating becoming the man or woman that kind of person you'd want into your life would be attracted to, right? Maybe you're growing your business and you want it to be at the level of success that you want it to be, you know, whatever the area is, maybe your level of spirituality, you know, you want to have a deeper relationship with God and such, and you're on your way to where you want to be and such. It's oftentimes very easy to get discouraged, right? And it's oftentimes, well, why am I not there yet? Why? It's oftentimes, it's easy to ask that question sometimes. Why am I not there yet? Why is this not happening yet? Why is life, you know, suck right now, if you will, right? For lack of a better word. Why are things happening the way they're happening? Why, right? Well, I would just encourage you that it may not be your time yet. The reason I say that, you're doing all the right things, sure. Or maybe you need to be doing better, right? Maybe you think you're doing the right things, and maybe you need to do some accountability and actually take account of what you're doing and take inventory and actually making sure your efforts are actually good enough to get you to where you want to be, right? You know, there's the thing, whole thing about, you know, putting in the 10,000 reps to master a skill, to master that. And one of the things about that, if you haven't gotten the result that you want, one of two things is happening. You're either not doing the quality, you're either, you know, half-butting your reps, or you just haven't been doing it long enough, right? And so that being said, whenever it comes to attaining the thing that you want to have, whenever it comes to achieving that level of success, whatever it is that you're doing, it may not be your time yet. In other words, you're on the path, but your time isn't quite yet. In other words, you still have other things to do. You still have growth to do before you're able to step into that. And guess what? Even whenever you do step into whatever it is you've been saying that you've been wanting, you're still going to have to do even more growth to even sustain it. Why? Because everything that you attain doesn't just stay there, right? You always have to take care of it even more. Just like getting that new car you've always wanted, right? Or a relationship or whatever it is. Once you attain it, you still have to what? You still have to take care of it, right? Tiffany and I are, I love this woman, right? And I'm looking forward to marrying her very soon. Whenever it comes to that, I can't just, you know, okay, hey, great, I got this incredible woman in my life. She's hot, she's Cuban, orale. And even though it's Mexican, whatever. I'm part Mexican, so I'll say it. But anyway, so with that being said, I can't just let that relationship just think it's going to coast and be great. No, why? Because nothing great ever happens by just allowing it to exist. So even when you get to the level of success that you want it to be at and you attain the goal that you've been wanting for, that you've been striving for, you still have to what? You still have to continue putting in the work. You still have to continue putting in the time, right? So I just want to encourage you with a few points real quick. It won't be a long episode today. So I just want to encourage you with a few points. As you're along the journey, number one, be grateful, all right? Be grateful for where you're at. Y'all, one of the biggest things for me is just realizing that I may not be where I want to be yet, but gosh, I'm so excited that I'm not where I used to be. You know, I'm staying consistent, I'm staying focused and all those things. And you got to realize too that gratitude unlocks the ability to actually enjoy the process too. If you're grateful for where you're at, if you're grateful for the fact that, yeah, you might have some new problems on your hands that you didn't have before, because why? Because you're now stepping into the path. And since you're on the path now, you're now experiencing new different things that are what? That are also helping you grow. So be grateful for that process. Because also be grateful for the fact that you even started the process, because half the battle is simply starting, right? And if you've started, awesome. Keep after that. Because that's, gosh, most people never even start. Most people make excuses as to why they can't start because of this thing or that thing, because I don't have the time. It's like bull crap, bro. You prioritize the things that matter to you most. If it matters to your boy, if it matters to your girl, you guess what? You're going to make it happen. You're not going to come up with all the reasons why you can't make it happen. You're going to figure out a way to get it done. And that's the thing. Like, winners win, losers lose. And winners are always going to figure out a way to make it happen. Losers are always going to figure out a way why it can't happen, right? So kind of figure out, like, which camp do you want to be in, you know? And think about the legacy you want to leave for your kids. Think about the how you want to be remembered and such, you know? And think about the example that you're going to be setting, especially for those around you, whether you have kids or maybe you have coworkers or maybe you have employees of your own, whichever. You have to be willing to hold the standard for yourself. And starting is one of the things that precedes all of that, right? You have to start. You have to get yourself out there. You have to at least make the attempt in order to get on the process. So if you've already started, awesome, perfect. But if you haven't started yet during this process, get out there, all right? If you're listening to this, you haven't even started on the things that you've been talking about for years and years, get your butt off the couch, stop watching Netflix, get off of social media, and get the things done that you need to be getting done. Because I can promise you that if you, gosh, make the attempt, because if you never make the attempt, this is a quote from an amazing book called 3 Feet from Gold. It's by Napoleon Hill. It says, if you never make the attempt, you may never know the depths of despair, but neither will you experience the exhilaration of success, right? So first point, man, being grateful for where you're at. So if you've started, awesome. Keep going forward. Be grateful for the fact that you've started. Be grateful for the fact that you're on the path, because a lot of people never even do that. Secondly, make the attempt. If you're not on the path, if you're in that second group I just mentioned, guess what? You have an amazing opportunity called today. It's the present. It's a gift. So take advantage of it. Start the process today. You may not know. You might not be able to see the whole staircase, but guess what, bro? I can still drive from Texas to Utah with this one headlight. So and I don't have to always see the entire picture. All I have to see is the next several feet in front of me and I'm good to go. So make the attempt. Take the first step. And if you've already taken the first step, be grateful that you're on the path, right? And here's the second point. Keep working. Keep working, bro. My gosh, Proverbs 14:23 is one of my favorite verses. And it says, in all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads to poverty. So if there's anything that you've ever wanted to attain in your life, guess what? You're going to have to work for it. Just like we talked about in the last point of being grateful and such, like you have to continue working even after the fact that you've attained whatever it is you want to attain, right? So you got to keep working. Keep putting in the hours. Keep putting in the reps. Keep putting in the time in order to attain the thing that you say you want to attain. Now, it's different if you don't really want to attain it, right? I know that I've been a talker. Dude, your boy does a lot of talking, has done a lot of talking. It's up until just recently that I've been able to stay very consistent. I'm super grateful for that. And I'm breaking through boundaries, breaking through, honestly, strongholds, mindset strongholds that got put on me unintentionally through some people that I used to call my best friends back in the day. And it's no fault of theirs. It's honestly just something that happened in life, but I'm very grateful for because it also has led me to have the message of the qualified message, which is, hey, we're all put here for a difference, bro. We're all created for more. So we should never settle for less. We're all qualified for more. We should never settle for any less than God's purpose for our lives, you know? And so anyhow, but like, you got to keep working. You got to put in the reps. You got to put in the time. And you got to realize too, it's not going to happen overnight, which is transitions us into the next point, which is be patient. Stay patient. You know, it's going to take time. And you know what? It's most likely going to take a lot longer than you thought it might take as well. Man, I know there's been a process with Tiffany and I, for instance. When it comes to her health and such, we've been going to several different places to find answers for this thing that she's been walking through. And it's been a process, and it's taken a lot longer than we ever thought it would. But you know what? I have seen that woman grow tremendously through this process. You know what also it's helped me too? It's helped me to be more empathetic. It's helped me to be more understanding. It's helped me to be a better listener. And I'm not always perfect at it. She will attest to that. But it's also helped your boy grow a lot too, which I am super grateful for as well. So y'all be patient. It may not come as quickly as you wish it would. But guess what? God has a plan and his purpose for you never changes. So during this process, man, seek first the kingdom. Spend time with the Lord. Seek first the kingdom and delight yourself in him. And if you make it all about, because here's the thing, if you make it all about the go, 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 you make it all about only doing the work and not necessarily about, hey, like, God, what is your plan in this? God, how do you want me to go about this? How can I best serve you during this time? Yeah, I'm grateful that I'm on the path. Yeah, I'm working hard, but Lord, while I'm waiting for the thing to happen and while I'm putting in the work and I know seed time and harvest is coming and I know I'm going to see the fruits of the things that I've been putting in, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to conduct myself? Where do you want this to go? How can I honor you during this process? And I'm telling you, man, like it's such a blessing whenever you dedicate your works to the Lord, because I think it's another proverb too. It says that dedicate your works to the Lord and your plans will succeed, you know, and it's such a powerful point. And I would also encourage you, man, during this time as well, to continue delight yourself in the Lord, make a point of getting in prayer. Like there's a reason why Jesus made a point of getting out by himself and getting in prayer and filling himself up with the Spirit, because delighting in the Lord and seeking first the kingdom and cultivating that relationship with our Heavenly Father is paramount to our success in our lives in a physical and a spiritual sense as well, right? So pray for direction, pray for guidance while you're being patient on the path, man, you're working hard, pray for wisdom, pray for guidance. One thing I make a point of doing every day is I have an alarm that goes off at 8:30, 8:30, 12:30, 5:15, 7:30, and 9:30. And those are the times that I make a point. I text Hermosa, text Tiffany, and I say, hey, let's pray. Or if I'm with her, we pray right then, right? That doesn't always happen 100% of the time. Like sometimes I'm busy and I forget to text her or I forget to pray or whatever happened. The prayers aren't always like, you know, 3-minute long prayers or anything like that. They're just like praying for like God, I pray for wisdom, knowledge, guidance, and direction. Help Hermosa and I to stay safe, continue guiding us in the way that you would have us to go. Help us to seek first the kingdom and help us to become the man and woman that you created us to be. In your powerful name, I pray, amen. It's quick, it's short and sweet, right? And why? I pray that because I know that all wisdom comes from God. And I know that all, while I'm being patient on the path, I know that he's going to direct my steps, right? Because the man above is the one who holds the plan for you. God is the one that holds the plan for you, guys. And remember, one person can dramatically change your circumstances overnight. One connection, one word, right? Like, for instance, there was a great connection that I recently met at a market back in June. And this lady that I met, she is the buyer for a several billion with a B, several billion dollar a year company. And she's the buyer for one of their stores, one of their locations. And we actually, Qualified Apparel, ended up getting into that store. And I'm just mind blown, bro, because of all the possible connections, all the possible things, leads that could come from that, right? And I'm just making a point of like, oh my gosh, this is wild. but I say that to say, it's like, that's one connection. That's one person that could dramatically change the trajectory of Qualified Apparel for forever, you know, and all the, gosh, all the sales that could come from that are astronomical. And so I just say that to say one connection can change your life. Y'all, Tiffany and I got connected because of one connection she made by sliding into my DMs. Obviously, I always like saying slide to my DMs. That just makes it sound more funny. She responded with an amen. She wasn't even being like, you know, looking for a boyfriend or looking for someone to talk to or whatever have you. When it came to that, she just was saying amen. And then ultimately, it came down to she and I talking Jesus, and the rest is history, kind of a thing. But that being said, again, I will repeat the point. One person can dramatically change your circumstances overnight. So again, stay patient, all right? While you're being grateful for the fact that you've started, while you're getting out there, you're making the attempts, you're doing the work, right? You're showing up every day and you're staying consistent. You're committed to staying consistent, right? Stay patient, because that's one of the biggest things, man, staying patient, because it's super easy to get comparative and jealous and envious while you're on the path and such if you don't stay patient. That's why gratitude is so great. It's such a blessing, and keeping the perspective right as well during this process too. And remember, you guys, God can speed things up. If we're willing to steward well the time where we're at, God can speed things up where we're at too. But we just have to make sure that we're doing our part, which is remaining faithful and stewarding well where we're at while we're there, right? But are you willing to commit your plans to the Lord? And like the, you know, like the voice, what is it? That verse that I, you know, talked about a second ago is Proverbs 16 verse 3 in the Passion Translation. It says, before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. Then every plan you make will succeed. And one of my favorite verses ever is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I also want to make one thing abundantly clear, is that I do believe in working hard, right? Obviously, I believe that if we trust God with our work and such, we don't, let's go ahead and go into this point. But like, I believe in hard work, right? I believe in putting in the work, but I know that it does not take a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, like some people talk about. If we do, because here's the thing. Yes, while hard work forever pays, I agree with that sentiment. I believe in, I hate this word, but the grind. I believe in like getting out there and doing the work and making the calls and doing the things that you need to do in order to get the results that you want to have. I agree with that. I've done that as well to a certain extent in several areas of my life, so I agree with it. However, if we do things God's way, we will get God's results. If we commit our plans to God, they will succeed, all right? Working yourself to the bone and neglecting your family. This is where I don't agree with all this stuff, is all this success talk and everything else, because working yourself to the bone at the expense of neglecting your family, your friends, your health, your relationships, all the things around you to make your business successful. Guess what, bro? That ain't success. Like, it's not success if Qualified Apparel, when Qualified Apparel is doing $100 million in sales every year, but yet my Tiffany doesn't know who I am. My wife doesn't know who I am. My children hardly know their father. My body sucks because I haven't been working out. Well, hey, I'm successful in these other areas though, bro. But everything else is lacking. I haven't hardly been to church. I'm not volunteering anymore. I'm not tithing anymore. I don't get in my word every day, you know? So like, is that really success? I honestly would argue the fact that it's not. Yeah, I might have a ton of money and I can go do whatever I want. But at the same time, it's like, if we're doing things God's way and we're stewarding our lives well according to how he's told us to do it, and we're following his plan for our lives, guess what? We're going to be successful. we're going to be fulfilled. We're going to be contributing. We're going to be making the word known. We're going to be taking the gospel around the world. We're going to be ministering with our lives, and we're going to be an examples of what's possible. You know, so it's just, you don't have to do the world's way in order to get the results that you're wanting. Yeah, there's obviously, you should still work. The Bible is full of that. Obviously, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat, right? So yes, you should still work. And yes, you should still put in the time. Yes, you should still do those things. But I also believe you should commit your works to the Lord first, and then everything else will come take its place. Seek first the kingdom, and then everything else will be added to you. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart. There's certain things that precede the things that we want. And provided the things that we want don't align with the things that God wants, guess what? We're not going to achieve it. You know, and we might achieve it at a certain extent too, but that's going to be it's going to come at a cost. It's going to come at a cost of the will of God for your life. It's going to come at a cost of other things not being as successful as they could have if we would rather just follow the user's manual, more so just follow what the Bible's plan is and getting to know God, who all are already put an incredible plan for us before when he fashioned us within our mother's womb. You know, he's already said that we've come to have life. He's come to give us life and have it to the fullest. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, not Jesus, right? And he wants to do super abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. So there's a good plan. There's a big plan that he has for you. But you have to commit your works to him. And you have to trust him that he has your best interests in mind. And guess what? He's also working everything together for your good, bro. He's already said that in Romans 8:28. You know, so anyways, and he's already done so much in your life already. He sent his son to the cross to die for you before you even knew you. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. You know, and so anyways, got me preaching now. But like I said, listen, if we do things God's way, we will succeed. God will bless that, right? It might be different than how we think it might look, but we will succeed. And listen, a great example that I think of this is like Joseph, right? I mean, heck, man, he took Joseph from the pit to the palace. Like homie was trusting in God and lived his life in a way that honored him and surrendered his plans for God's plans. Remember that, you know, Joseph had the dream and whatnot. But God sped things up when he turned, because God sped it up. Remember, when Jesus turned water into wine, that's a process that generally takes months for regular wine and years for the best wine, right? But Jesus, when he was at that party, guess what? He sped things up, putting you in contact with the right people, the right connection, and the right place and the right time. So like I said, Jesus can speed things up for you guys, but just commit your works to the Lord. Commit those things, commit them to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. Surrender to him. That's why God has to be first. God cannot be second in your life whenever it comes to doing the things that you want to do. Again, it might not be your time yet because you might not have surrendered to God either. You know, bottom line, you might not have surrendered to him. I know that's been true in my life. I know of examples that I can think of off the top of my head where I thought I was doing it the right way, and ultimately, I wasn't giving it to God. But the moment that I did, guess what? Things started to change for me virtually overnight. So it's a very interesting process, actually. The more that we do things God's way, we always tend to get God's results. And so, yeah, things go better for us. So we always get God's results, not tend to get God's results. It's very fascinating. So anyways, surrender to him and do it for his glory. Your money, your business, your kids, and your marriage are all his. And all of those areas will all thank you for surrendering it to God, because it's all his anyways, you know. And lastly, you guys, and one thing I already kind of mentioned as well, is like during this process as well, while you're staying patient, while you're working hard, while you're being grateful and everything, it really kind of behooves you, if you're kind of a person like I was, I'd gotten very good at not staying consistent and getting envious and jealous of other people that were doing better than me simply because they were staying consistent, right? And one thing I've noticed for me is that whenever I am showing up for myself, whenever I am doing the business stuff and doing the workout stuff and doing stuff with staying with my Bible every day and staying in prayer and going to church, all the things that I need to be doing as a man, it's very difficult to be envious and jealous of other people whenever you're showing up consistently for yourself. Why? Because you're getting wins for yourself. You're achieving growth. You're achieving movement. You're starting to gain momentum. And ultimately, you're starting to become the man or woman that God created you to be. You're starting to live the qualified life. So it's very difficult to be comparative and, you know, being envious and jealous of someone else who's doing better than you whenever you're showing up for yourself. Remember, I believe that whenever you're not, I believe, I know this to be true in my life. Whenever you're showing up for yourself, what you tend to do whenever you see someone else doing better than you is you're like, dang, bro, that's awesome. I'm doing the work too, so I can get there to where that person is as well. I mean, like for instance, today I was at the gym this morning, right? I was doing a bench and I was doing like a chest circuit. I was doing HIIT training actually. So I had bench in there and then I was doing some TRX chest press as well. And there was this guy next to me. Homie was yoked, bro. I don't want to be necessarily as big as this guy, but dude was yoked and he was strong. He was putting up like 235 on the bench and just repping it, dude, easily, right? And old Ryan would have been a little envious, a little jealous of that, right? But today's Ryan was like, dude, that's awesome, man. And homie looked like he was focused. I didn't go over to him and like, you know, encourage him or whatever have you. He wanted to get in. And he was getting his work done and such. But like, I make a point of now whenever I'm at the gym, I love being there, dude. I love encouraging. I love uplifting. And it's easy for me to see people that are doing better than I am and be grateful for them. Why? Because I'm doing the work myself. Same thing is true when it comes to business. When I see other people that are achieving at a higher level, I love that. Why? Because I know if it's possible for them, I'm like, okay, what's their timeline? How long have they been doing it for? Oh, wow. They started 10 years ago. Okay. Well, I started almost 5 years ago. Perfect. I still have the ability to get there as well. The most basic level, heck, if they're another person, another human, which most likely, unless they're, you know, AI or something, which AI was created by people anyways, that was a dumb example. The point is, if someone looks like you and they've achieved, guess what? You don't have any excuse. So you can go out there and achieve the same things that that man or that woman has achieved. Stop telling yourself the victim story. Stop making yourself, oh, woe is me and I'm this or I'm that and therefore I can't achieve it. Bullcrap, bro. There's plenty of people who had a worse story than you have that still managed to get it done. And they didn't have as, you know, then they had worse of a situation than you. So what's your excuse? Get off your butt. Stop making excuses. Be grateful. Keep working and stay patient. Get it done. All right, let's go. But it's just, man, it's just so funny, like how we do this to ourselves. That's why I think it's also important if you're dealing with comparison and you're dealing with like being envious and jealous of someone. Number one, you got to realize every moment you spend being envious and jealous of someone, you're actually doing nothing to actually move your life forward. So just be aware of that. You're honestly just driving yourself nuts and you're probably just getting deeper into like a depression almost and really, you know, getting anxious and distressed and such. So one of the quickest ways to do that is just to get out of your own self and start doing something, you know? And it's just so true. It's just so true, you guys. And hold up. I got a, it's just so true, you guys. And one thing that's before I wrap this up, I also wanted to share a cool example that I was reminded of at the last market I was at. And that was this. I was just like, God, this whole company is yours. You are the CEO of this company. And I was at market. I was just, you know, doing some work and such while I was waiting for the next customer to come by to talk to. And I was like, God, this whole company is yours. Like, I am simply the steward. I am just here to steward this to the best of my ability to bring you glory, to bring you honor, to bring you praise. Just in the same way that my body is that, my body is a vessel, right? My body is a vessel that I'm supposed to use to steward well, to take care of it, putting the right foods in and taking care of it, exercising, all that kind of jazz, to bring glory and honor to God's name. Tiffany, same thing. I'm supposed to steward her well, lead her well, encourage her well, and do things and make her closer to God. So that way I can, you know, so that way she can become better and then I can become better. And we can have a Proverbs 27:17 is iron sharpens iron. So a friend sharpens the countenance of a friend kind of a relationship, you know? And so anyways, man, I just want to encourage you, like, give it all to God. God is the CEO of your life. God is the CEO of your business. God is the CEO of the plans that he has for you, you know? And so it may not be your time yet. Yes. You may not be where you want to be quite yet. Yes. However, you stay grateful, you keep working, you stay patient, and you focus on giving it all to God, and you focus on, Lord, hey, here I am, bro, send me. Here I am, use me. Hey, bro, this whole life is not mine, this whole life is yours. How can I be of service to you, my guy? And then watch the rest happen. I'm telling you, dude, like it's very countercultural because it's supposed to be countercultural. You know, don't be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? So it's very countercultural at the same time. It's like, man, we are all in our timeline. We are all on our own timeline. And just because someone else might be at the level that you want to be at doesn't necessarily mean that you're behind. No, unless you've just goofed around for the last several bit, you're right where you're supposed to be, you know? And if you dedicate your plans to the Lord, guess what? You can speed up time, bro. You can go faster, further. But at the same time, that's kind of an irrelevant point. At the same time, it's like, even if you don't go faster, further, you're still going to learn the lessons along the way too, you know? And God's got a plan, man. And he's going to make it all work out for your good and for his glory too. So just realize that everyone is on their own timeline. And I think a cool point about this as well is in Luke. Oh, I forget the verse, but it's in Luke, and it was talking about how Jesus didn't even start his ministry until he was 30, right? So if you feel like you're behind, guess what? Sometimes things take time, you know, and it takes time for you to, you know, work through life experiences, gain the wisdom, gain the discipline, whatever it is, until you finally, you know, until you finally get to the point where you're actually able to do the things that you should have been doing all along, but for whatever reason, you needed to wait until just now, you know? And so I know that's been true for me too in several areas as well. So don't be discouraged, man. I know it can be discouraging, but at the same time, it's like everyone is on their own timeline. And just because you may not be where you want to be, guess what? You have an incredible opportunity to change your life for the better starting today. You know, and that's the beautiful thing of life. And that's the beautiful thing about being a human. You know, a butterfly only knows how to, you know, fly around, do butterfly things. A bird only knows how to, you know, lay eggs and make a nest and scorch for food and do the same process over and over. But the beautiful thing about humans is that we have creative power. We can start new every day doing something different than we did the previous day. We're not locked into one path. You know, and I would encourage you, get on the path that God has for you. Get on the path that he made for you. I promise you it's going to be far more fulfilling, far more contributing, far more purposeful, far more happy, joyful. All the things, all the positive attributes and adjectives you can think about. It is that. Or maybe nouns. I'm not really sure. But anyways, never graduated college, but here we are today. Doing great things for the glory of God. Let's go, baby. But y'all, that is the episode, man. I trust you enjoyed it. And seriously, like, you may not be where you want to be, but seriously, it may just not be your time yet. So stay on the path. Continue being grateful. Continue working hard. Continue staying patient and dedicate all your ways to the Lord and watch your plan succeed. I know that to be true in my life, and I'm confident if you've already done it in your life, you know that to be true. And if you haven't done that in your life quite yet, I encourage you to start. So that is that. Y'all, thank you so very much for listening. I trust you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please share it out with at least one person. Let them know you enjoyed it. And y'all, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes as well, or Spotify, or wherever you're listening. Really helps us grow the show as well. And I'd greatly appreciate it. Y'all, takes like less than 2 minutes. So anyways, I will talk to y'all next week. Until then, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Talk to y'all soon. See ya. Hey, what's going on, Qualified Family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. You know, with the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You know, ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. You know, but it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. You know, a life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to him. You know, so whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, you know, and you fell away, kind of fell away from your faith and did your own thing. I want to encourage you with this. And that is that Jesus still loves you and desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many times you've messed up. It doesn't matter how messed up your past is. It doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark. It doesn't how many times you thought you were going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I mean, I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I've messed up. And here's the thing. God is the God of second chances, and not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work your son Jesus did. By dying on the cross and raising again. Forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made. And I got to tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified translation, that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this girl, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I got to tell you, you got to recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, you know, for Android, and start reading it there, or, you know, definitely recommend either the Amplified Translation or the New Living Translation or even the New King James Translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading and, you know, reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with Him. Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pearl's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one, there's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one, but the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. This, some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So, dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon.